Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
But I want you to notice in verse number one, I want you to see the picture. Again, the picture of what we see there in heaven. And I saw on the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. Before we go any farther, I know some of you have a question about who this is sitting on the throne. And in verse number two, it talks, he takes in his right hand. Where is that? He read a book. Verse number seven, we see a right hand coming from the throne. You know, some of you are saying, well, I didn't think we're going to see God the Father. Peter talks about to God the invisible one. We will never see God the Father. The only God that we will see of the triunity of the Godhead will be Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is that pushed out, expressed image of God the Father. Well, what about this passage in preacher? Well, John is using Bible scholars in a language that's two words that I learned from Daddy years ago. Is one of them is called anthropopathism and anthropomorphism. It's a language that we can understand as humans. Anthropopathism ascribes human feelings or passions to a deity. It's a big word, but it describes to us that we could understand in the light of deity, their passions and human light that we can't comprehend. Then anthropomorphism, it literally means man, morph means into man, where it's the language in which it describes him character, man form, qualities of a deity, so that we would understand. Again, I don't want to press the issue, but when we are in heaven, we will not see God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Ghost, the three members of the Godhead. The only Godhead that we will see is Jesus Christ. Again, I want to reemphasize this. Remember when Jesus is talking before his crucifixion, and he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Philip asked him, Jesus, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. It's enough. In other words, it will satisfy us if we see the Father. Well, Jesus responded, don't you know, Philip, I've been with you long enough, 3 years, to know that if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So oftentimes we see in Scripture where God is invisible. Peter talks about that again. But John puts it in a language that we can understand how Jesus receives a scroll from the Father. He takes it from the Father who is on the throne, and it's a scroll. And I believe that this scroll, we talked about this before, literally the title deed to this, not just this earth, but to the whole universe. I think it stretches farther than our planet Earth. I think it goes into our planetary systems. Let me tell you, I'm glad man went to the moon. There's some debate. Some of the older folk debate whether man walked on the moon or not. I won't get into that with people or not, you know, whether they walked on the moon or not. But if they did, I believe man went on the moon, you know. If not, they did a good Hollywood show about it. Anyway, do you know man polluted the moon when they stepped foot on the moon? Man's a sinful creature. So I'm just saying that it doesn't just refer to Earth. It's a title deed to the whole universe. God owns it all. He created it all. And man has put his fingerprints on a lot of things out there, whether it's Mars, these telescopes and all, and looking into the universe and all, man has polluted it, and God's going to redeem it. All. So I believe it's not just the title deed to the earth. I believe it's to all the universe that has been somehow touched or somehow by man. They've put their hands in it or have discovered. Anyway, I won't get too far in that. But we read in Psalm, the 24th Psalm. And by the way, I hear preachers all the time. And just for these young preachers and those who are growing up in the ministry, when we say like Psalm 24, don't say chapter 24. These are not chapters. Here at all time, even preachers said, well, Psalm chapter 23 or Psalm chapter what? These are actually hymns. each one individual hymns. There are psalms. That's why you would often hear people say the 23rd Psalm. That's the proper way. But they would, for some reason, they'll say, well, let's go to chapter 24. After they said 23rd Psalm, are you following? So for young preachers, don't get in the pulpit and say Psalm chapter number 24. It's the 24th Psalm, and we read these words. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell in it. It belongs to Him. He made it. And it's so important to understand that, because He's coming to redeem not just us, but this whole world, all of creation. Verse number 2, for He hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in His holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his song unto vanity, soul unto vanity, and is not sworn deceitfully. But we see in this psalm that this world belongs to God, belongs to Him. But we find in the New Testament, Jesus referred to Satan twice as the prince of this world. The Apostle Paul, that great man of God, referred to Satan as the god of this world, a lowercase G-O-D. Even though God, Jesus Christ, owns this world, Satan is the prince of this world. He's the god of this world. That's why everything that takes place, let me give you an illustration. When things happen in this world, chaos, confusions, whether even sometimes earthquakes or terrible, these tornadoes that take place in Kentucky and all these awful, a lot of people say, well, that's an act of God. Even in contracts, I know I used to be in business, and then on the bottom of that contract, you know, you kind of cover yourself that we're not responsible for, quote unquote, an act of God, okay? Would truth be known, these are all, most of the time, these are acts of Satan, okay? Satan is a destroyer. I don't want to go too far. I'm not going to say what is of God and what's not of God. I mean, God would know. But we tend to place everything in God's lap. But we have to remember that Satan is the prince of this. He has some powers. He's able to control some things as much as God will allow him to control. But Jesus twice said He was the prince of this earth. Paul said He's the god of this world. And I think as we look into chapter number 5, we see that God is going to take control of this earth. He's taking it back. It belongs to Him. And it reminds me of the illustration. Let me give you that the devil is nothing but a squatter. You know what a squatter is? When we purchased a property around us a few years ago, we bought these apartments. There's what we would call squatters in those apartments. I don't know if some of y'all may not remember this, but I remembered it very well because I had to deal with it. And I won't say they were homeless people, but they lived in those apartments rent-free, and they didn't pay nothing at all, and they were just squatters. They tore the apartments up and wrecked and ravaged those apartments, and they were squatters. You know what a squatter is? They've took residence there, but it doesn't belong to them. Well, we had to, sounds bad for a Baptist preacher, but we had to kick the squatters out. This doesn't belong to you. We had to clean it all up and take possession of what rightfully belonged to us because those squatters were there. Well, that's a silly illustration, but that's exactly what's taking place here in chapter number 5. The devil is nothing but a squatter. He's took this earth, and matter of fact, it was Jesus Christ who gave dominion to Adam over this earth. Remember? When He created Adam, He said, Adam, you have dominion over this whole earth, over the seas and over all the animals, all. And then Adam gave that over to Satan when Adam sinned. Or he found there's so much here. But I don't see the picture. That's what chapter 5 is all about. Jesus Christ is coming to claim this back. It belongs to Him. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So He takes a book written within. It's a title deed to the universe, I believe, written on within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. And you know about scrolls. I won't go into that. Most of you know about that. As you unwrap it, they don't read them this way. They go this way.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.